good afternoon, evening, or morning, wherever you are. And welcome once again to another episode of Murder in Miramar. Shout out wherever you're listening. We know there's some folks listening in Miami, Florida. We know there's folks listening in Oregon. We know there's folks listening in Tennessee. And of course, right here in Washington. Wherever you happen to be, hunker down and bunker down. We hope you're doing okay. We hope you're feeling all right. You're feeling secure and safe. And we hope that what we're doing here maybe gives you something to listen to and maybe have some good times wherever you happen to be. So we always want to start out with a shout out to the fine folks in Renton, Wizards of the Coast, who make 5th edition, give us all these rules, character classes, all the fun stuff that makes all this possible. Want to thank them. Want to thank the Bard's Bounty Cafe here at the corner of 1st and Railroad in Shelton. We may be carry out and take out only, but we are going to keep bringing you some online streamed music. We're going to keep doing this podcast as long as we possibly can. So we are a little bit different today, and we're going to ask your indulgence. Instead of having all the guys here, instead of having some of the guys here and some of the guys Skyped in, we are all in our various individual locations. We're going to try to do all this via Discord. So if some people sound a little different than other people, that's why. And then if we do go to any combat situations and need the map or anything like that, then we're going to be using Roll20, which everybody is online and looking at. So if you hear a little extra clicking, or if it takes, especially me, in my Luddite DM capacities, just an extra second to click on something or figure something out, we do beg your indulgence, but it's a new world of technology for everybody, and that includes D&D too. So with that said, we are going to go for it for another chapter of Murder in Miramar. All right, when last we left you guys, you had gotten an invitation from Asgat Jan, one of the richest men in all the lands, and had paid him a visit and learned some information about him that I would venture to say almost nobody else knows, and some of you took that information better than others. You... I'm looking at you, murder me. You had your confrontation with him, and he had let you go back out into the evening. You have now a lot of people to consider. You have a lot of clues to go on. You have been to the mines. You've been to the mansion. You have a growing list of suspects. And still, young Septimus Rosehandle's trial goes a little closer and a little closer and a little closer. You went to go see Tullia Silvertongue again, and he gave you some other places that you might want to consider, some other characters that you might want to look up. But at this point, it's kind of your decision, the next place that Lastgate Investigations will take this. So that's where we pick up this week.
Well, I believe we should definitely inform the priesthood of the operations of a vampire in their midst. It's a great concern to me. I would imagine that none of you have the means or powers to stop such a creature yourselves.
Not what I'm aware of, no.
Are you sure your church can handle it?
If they cannot, I cannot imagine anybody who could. But to allow them to operate in ignorance of such a creature, I cannot countenance such a ongoing situation.
What if they already know?
Well, if they already know, then they will probably continue as they always have. As you said, there is the possibility they do not have the means to destroy them itself.
Maybe we hold off on telling anybody about this vampiric individual for the time being. Maybe we could use him to our own benefit.
I can only imagine such a powerful vampire, if we are to believe him in that he has been operating so long, he would expect us to feel that way, that we should keep this to ourselves for our own safety. But if we all band together, that is probably our best, safest option for our continued survival.
Look, we've only got a matter of time before an innocent man is going to be killed.
Notifying the church shouldn't take that long.
No, but what if they want us to get more involved?
We have our priorities. Must explain to them that we must deal with the Rose Handle situation first. But as we are not in any position to counter this vampire ourselves. They would have to arrange, if at the very least, some sort of hunting party or contingent to assist us if they wanted us to go after Asghat Yan.
That's true. Well, then that makes we have a couple of stops to make then. We've got to stop and notify the clergy about this. We wanted to speak with the Guildmaster, I believe, was one of our targets that we wanted to seek out.
Mr. Kirch, we should definitely speak with him very soon after speaking with the temple. My understanding is we are in the area of the temple and the guild hall. Is that not correct? Is that not correct, Joel?
Right. So the temple and the guild hall are all sort of in the center of town. You have right at the center of town is City Hall, right where you met with Mayor Gustav Greybeard. Also, right beside that is the headquarters of the Axe of Mirabar. And then, of course, Miners Guild Hall is on the other side of City Hall. And then Kitty Corner, basically across this gigantic square, this intersection, is the big Temple of Moradin. So they're all kind of in the center of the city, though they are each large structures in their own right.
And then, I also feel that we should... go ahead.
From the Temple of Moradin, basically across the street and just a couple of blocks down south, you can see the large structure that is Asghat Yan's large store that is sort of the... dominates the skyline in the southern part of town.
I also believe that we should keep our agreement with the captain and inform him of the developments. Maybe not necessarily that it is a vampire that we are up against, but rather that Asghat Yan, the corporation, is involved somehow in the investigation.
Well, most definitely. If this individual is so keen on someone, possibly us, taking the mayor out of this question, he obviously is striving for some sort of lawful power over this place. That's just me, but...
Right.
Feels like he wants to not only move in and take over the mines, but he wants to move in and take over the whole city of Mirabar himself. Maybe that's too big of a picture, but what else would a vampire have to do with their time?
I cannot imagine. And now that you bring it up, perhaps we even inform Gustav of the situation. We need as many allies as we can get, and Gustav, for all his bluster, I cannot imagine that he would countenance a vampire taking over power of Mirabar.
I definitely think that we need to bring this up to multiple people and ensure that we don't raise it's like raising a silent alarm, if you follow me.
All right. So there are multiple places that we need to get to in quick succession. Perhaps we should split up and go to different individuals ourselves.
Are we going to be telling anyone about the dragon?
Oh, I forgot about the dragon. In all of this, I forgot about the dragon.
We need to make a full... I think we need to make a full report to... Mr. Seth Kirch about what we found inside of the mine. I don't think he's going to be too happy about that.
Oh, no, of course. We still have the copy of the ledger, correct?
This is true, I do, and I produce
and,
it.
And the notice, I believe if we produce the ledger and the notice, he will almost certainly be on our side.
Right.
That feels to me like enough evidence.
We were on our way back to... Because it was nightfall, right? Yeah. And we were on our way back to the Ram's Horn?
Right. So you were, I'm assuming most of this conversation takes place on the way back to the Ram's Horn Inn, leaving Asgat Yon's tower in the north of the city.
Correct.
And by the way, just from a DM perspective, I always think that splitting up the party is the way to go. So you probably want to have
of course you would.
As much as you possibly can. I think one of you going one place, one of you going another, one of you going. I just think that's the most efficient way to make things happen.
And I mean, we wasted a whole day on getting a rest in. We got to catch up.
I think I'll go have a conversation with Vargas.
With who?
With who? Sorry, your mic cut out.
Koblock.
Koblock. Yes, Koblock. You know, Asgat Yon may be a blood-sucking creature of the night, but I suspect he meant it when he said that Koblock should be our answer to the rose handle question.
Well, you remember the last thing he said to you as you were about to depart was, you are not wrong to be pulling on the thread of Varix Koblock, but he is surrounded by forces more powerful than you can possibly imagine.
So, with all said and done, yes, we should definitely...
What's the worst that could happen?
I mean, we bloody die, but you know.
That's the spirit.
Or taxes. Taxes could happen.
I think we should figure out who this Millivant character is. The one of the guys on the
I was going to say, remind me of Millivant. There's a lot of moving parts
right now.
He's the one talking about the other ledger.
That's right, yeah.
Right, that was in the letter you guys found in the office. It says, my proxy, Mr. Millivant, will be in charge of the mine until further notice.
All right, so maybe we should do this in steps. Who do we need to see first? Who do we need to see second? Because all this talking isn't going to get us anywhere.
All right.
Maybe we should see Seth first, Mr. Owner of the Mine, show him what we've found and ask him if he knows of this Millivar person.
I feel very strongly about contacting the church first.
Question is, which one's going to act first?
Right.
I think it'll take time for the guild hall to enable anything to get going, get wheels moving. I think the church can act much quicker on something like this, although it's political tension at that point, which is pretty much on everybody's agenda at this point.
I believe if we have the backing of the church before we go to contact Gustav, that will put us in a position of some strength, at least to have our words listened to.
At this point,
I don't know that Gustav would even let us in the door.
Maybe we should go to the let's go to the church first and get that over with. If it's going to press the mind of one of our party members so
won't
close to home, then maybe we should take care of it and put some minds at ease. Yeah.
All right. So we're going.
Have a suggestion. Well, instead of going to Gustav, how about we go to the Axes of Maribor?
Well, I did want to inform the captain going on. Did have an agreement with him, and I believe that he is an ally.
So we're talking about going to the Temple of Mirabar tonight. Is that correct? Like right now?
Might as well.
All right.
I mean, does anybody need a long rest?
No, not really.
And the temple's open all hours, so.
I don't need a long rest, but I'm already down two spell slots.
Okay.
Ow.
Mage armor and Fortune's Favor.
You thought there was going to be a vampire fight.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Which I still have mage armor on.
Yeah, taking precautions.
Mm-hmm.
How long
and
does that last?
And if it
hasn't
been an hour, then Yamez still has Fortune's Favor. Okay.
What time is it now?
You didn't spend... You spent maybe 20, 30 minutes inside of Asgat Yon's penthouse. You certainly didn't spend an hour in there.
Well, if you guys want to go to the church now.
But then we went to Silver Tongues after.
That's true.
Yeah, it was pretty late.
Yes.
When we got to his office. But maybe arrest is in order.
He sees clients at all hours.
Yeah, maybe arrest is in order, and we tackle it first thing in the morning.
I would prefer
the sun in our favor
to conspire against a vampire in broad daylight. Yes.
Actually, yeah, that sounds better. So I say we get a good sleep and then tackle it first thing in the morning. That way we can hit everything at once, you know, because the guild hall isn't open and stuff like that. We can just go take care of the church, go take care of the guild hall, and kind of just systematically go through our list of to-dos.
Excellent.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Since we're running out of daylight anyway. Well, we're out of daylight now, so. But yeah, good point. Vampire's daylight kind of thing works.
All right. So you are able to make it back to the Ramshorn Inn, where you have your rooms, without any sort of further problem. And each one of you
like a dinner.
Oh, sure. Yes.
Specifically with like lots of garlic.
You are have already become a favorite of the mistress there. She definitely will be able to scrounge up whatever you want, even at this late hour, for some of her favorite customers. And while you eat and then head up to your rooms, you each have a lot to think about, and in different ways. Maybe some of you are still thinking back about that penthouse in the North Tower where Asghat Yan moved so swiftly beside each of you, and maybe some of you are thinking about those flowers and plants that when he got too close to just simply wilted gray. Maybe some of you are thinking about your holy orders and what is important to protect the city in terms of your new knowledge. Maybe some of you are still thinking about the mines. It wasn't that long ago you came face to face with a young red dragon who had questions about his father. Maybe some of you are still sort of in that mode where you're thinking about a young man in a cell not too far away from the center of town who can just tick one more day off the wall as he gets closer to a trial that it looks like he cannot win.
How many games does he have left?
You guys are 8 days away. When the sun comes up, when you guys get up this morning, you will be 8 days away from the trial. And you are able to get through the night with no visitors, no knocks, no nothing, but how much sleep you get is sort of up to you in terms of what is going through your heads. And with the rise of the sun, downstairs for a quick bite to eat, and then out into the city to what?
So, while we're having breakfast or whatever, Yamas will point out to the group, there was something in Silvertongue's desk. He seemed to be very protective of it. I don't know if any of you noticed that.
I did not. What do you mean there was something in his desk?
He pointed out that there was something inside of his desk.
There was some kind of magical item inside his desk.
Right, when Jamez did a detect magic, there might have been something in one of the drawers that sort of
I remember
lit
that.
Up
I was
and
trying to be...
popped a little bit, yeah.
Oh.
There was something magical in one of the desks.
There was the only thing in there that was as far as I could tell.
I'm sure I'd be protective of my only magical item as well.
I mean, this whole magic thing is new to me, so I don't really know if I'm using it correctly, but...
So you're telling me that there are things besides suddenly being able to summon axes back to your hand that have been...
It would seem so. It's very strange.
Perhaps while we are at the church, we talk to them about another exorcism.
Nah, it's okay. I don't want to bother them.
Suit yourself.
But I would like to see what he may be hiding in his desk.
All right. I'm not sure how we would approach the subject, but sure, we can bring that up with him the next time that we report in.
Well, I'm not talking about bringing it up to him. I'm talking about someone sneaking in there to grab it.
And someone, you mean Rick?
Oh, sure.
Well, we just steal our employer's stuff now.
Oh, I didn't say steal. I just said sneak.
You take it out, you look at it, you put it back, you lock the drawer.
What if we need to use it, you know?
I guess it would depend on what it was.
All we know is it's a magically bubbling pipe. We do not know what this is.
First things first, let's go and take care of our religious business.
Please.
Yeah, if you insist.
I do.
We walk and talk.
Yeah.
All right, so you're headed for the temple, it sounds like, yes?
Yes, please.
All right, well, that's easily done, walking through the center of town and making your way to the Temple of Morden, where you have already been. Again, it is presided over, you would know, by the head of the temple, Baj Hammerhead, of whom, Morden, you would know you are a favorite and also a bit of a... What? Disappointment is the wrong word, but a potential recruit. Somebody that he would like to see back there at the temple doing right at his right hand as opposed to running out and around in the world. So, the temple is opening up for the morning. There are those who wish healing. There are those who wish to come in and meditate. There are warriors who seek the blessing of the hammer. There are all types of parishioners at the temple, and when you guys approach, the lord of the temple sees you, comes and wraps you, Morden, in a big hug. Oh, my boy, it is good to see you. I suppose you have come back now with either more questions or maybe some more information than last time you were here. And he'll look over at Lastgate. You look a great sight better than the last time you were on my doorstep, sir.
I can't thank you enough for that one, that's for sure.
Ah, well.
Indeed.
The temple exists to be a place of sanctuary and healing for those in need.
High Priest, we come bearing grave news. If at all possible, are one of your acolytes capable of casting the Zone of Truth?
Zone of Truth? Well... Certainly. Why do you wish someone questioned?
I wish to provide testimony on a matter most dire. And I need you to understand the veracity and the seriousness of the situation.
He looks around.
That none may question it.
He sees that there are various... paladins around in states of prayer, people meditating at statues and altars in the main hall. Remember, the whole place is shaped kind of like a hammer on its side. He looks over to a small door to the side of the entryway and he says, now quieter, the smile gone from his face, follow me, all of you. And he makes for a door. That he opens. Is everybody following him, all four?
Yes.
Yeah.
He'll open a door sort of in the marble foyer, and he will take a winding stair down below that goes deep into the ground to a hallway where he goes down three doors, opens it, and leads you in to a... nothing like Asghat Yan's beautiful penthouse, but what is obviously his place of meditation and repose. There are some chairs, there are some cushions for sitting on the floor. You look up and on the ceiling is an engraving of Moradin's hammer, You can tell this is probably a place where he comes and meditates in peace. He closes the door behind him. There are some globes providing a little bit of light. And he turns to you, Moradin, and says, "Now, my son, in this place we cannot be scried upon. We cannot be overheard. Tell me what it is that is so dark and so urgent."
High Priest, it has come to our attention, and I speak as a direct witness, that an undead of terrifying power and range has come to the city of Mirabar, is operating almost entirely unchecked. Do you have any knowledge of this?
He'll take a step back, look you up and down, and then he will step forward, and he will whisper in your ear, "Do you mean the elf?"
"Indeed, the elf. How long have you known?"
"How long have I known? I do not still know for sure, but one hears whispers that a creature of the night has used his wealth and influence to buy his way into the mainstream world of the daylight. But have I seen proof? Have I witnessed it for myself? No.
This is why I have requested the Zone of Truth. I needed you to know that I stand as a direct witness that he has told me himself of his nature, that he seeks power within the city of Mirabar, and that he has been able to operate effectively unchecked."
At that, he will absolutely step back. "You have been in the presence of the unliving."
"As near to him as you were to me just moments ago."
"And walked away? Survived? Not a mark on you?"
I feel that he seemed to believe that he had properly instilled fear that I would not seek stand against him. But as you and I know, there are greater dangers in this world than mere death.
"And did he make a request of you? Did he ask for anything?"
"He seemed to believe that he could manipulate us into perhaps taking out some of his enemies. I am not sure as to his exact motivations. I do not believe any of us could potentially understand such a creature. But it seemed to us that his intention was to destabilize the governorship, the mayor of Mirabar, in order to perhaps establish a greater foothold."
My goodness. He'll turn away from you, walk around the chamber a bit. Maybe every now and then his eyes move up to the hammer on the ceiling. Maybe every now and then they move to a set of lovely candlesticks that are on a table to the side. Everybody give me a perception check.
Shit. I'm bad at these.
Oh, shit. I rolled a one.
Okay, so nothing for you.
Yeah. I believe 11? Him utterly.
11.
20, 26.
Ooh.
Wait, is this... Is this insight or perception?
Perception.
My first crit is on perception.
Hey, those can 21. Be useful. 21. Okay. So, Jamez and Lastgate, the two of you will notice that the pair of candlesticks he has over on his table, beautifully ornate and gold, have an engraving carved on the base, and you would recognize it as coming from Asgat Jan's store.
I mean, who doesn't have a set of Asgat Jan candlesticks?
It's true. Well, they're popular for weddings, and they're, you know, I mean, that's one of the things. How many places in Mirabar are you going to go that has a registry?
Right.
It's just, you know, we'd like some Asgat Jan candlesticks, maybe a dinner set. We're dealing with a lot of stuff here.
I mean, I'm not proud that I shop there. I try to shop local whenever I can.
Don't we all? But, you know, that's... that's
this economy.
While they're talking, can I just subtly begin to cast Detect Magic?
Oh, sure. Yeah. I mean, you don't even have to get through the whole spell. I mean, this is an inner sanctum of the Temple of Moradin. There is magic all around you. There is probably a spell over this very chamber that keeps it from being scryable.
Sure.
Or, you know, yeah. Are you looking for specific objects
the
in the room? No, the candles themselves do not light up as Detect Magic. No.
Okay. That's what I was...
Yeah.
Just double check. Okay.
No,
cool.
Nothing like that. I don't know. Well, my boy, I, if it is any help, I think you have done the right thing by coming to me and letting me know this. What is it that you wish the House of Moradin to do?
I had hoped that you would actually have some guidance in that field. We are unfortunately predisposed and must continue with our investigation of the Rose Handle situation. Following that, I will be devoting my entire attention to ridding Mirabar of this undead scourge. If in that time you are able to pull together resources that may assist us in that regard, I would be most grateful. But I would defer to your expertise and wisdom as far as how the temple itself should proceed.
He takes a deep breath. Yes, yes. There are times for attack. There are times for defense. And there are times for vigilance. And of course, overlaying all of this is always the Hund. If Jan is operating in the city at the level that you say, and one need only look at his fortune and his structures to see his reach and power, he either is a member of the Hund or could not be operating without their knowledge and consent. And my boy, and he moves close to you again, Moradin sees all. He leans close. But the Hund is everywhere.
Can I inside check him?
Exactly, is the Hund.
Yeah, I was just about to... Giannis was just about to...
Is he
in charge of the Hund?
Is he trying... I'm wanting to know if he's trying to hint at something like that he doesn't want to say here, or if he's bullshitting us.
I'll give you an inside check. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, buddy. 23.
He is not BSing you. You can tell that the idea of the Hund... scared is the wrong word, but that he is respectful of what he is speaking of in terms of the Hund, and that perhaps he realizes, man, that was a high roll. He realizes that in order to keep functioning and to do the good that he wants to do, the Hund is something that one must deal with in Mirabar, perhaps.
Are they the Illuminati?
If such an organization even exists, Daniel. If anyone's listening.
So while we're here in this sanctum of safety and privacy, is there anything that you can tell us that we don't already know about the Hund, that they're everywhere and they see all? Can you give us anything else to go off of?
Again, there is what is known and what one hears. Whispers, murmurs, rumors. An organization that has its hands and fingers everywhere, that can make people, problems disappear, that sees all that goes on in Mirabar. A spider with its webs from the east gate to the west gate, from the tall tower in the north of the city to the mines outside.
We appreciate your wisdom and knowledge.
I shall help how I can. But you must understand, and he will turn to Moradin here, my first responsibility is always the safety and protection of my temple and the flock to which I have been entrusted.
Understood.
Get our protections there. You got anything that could ward against a vampire?
Oh, my son. He'll turn to you with kind of a chuckle. He obviously regards you with a little bit more, what? you're the wild child a little bit. If you would take some advice from an old cleric, Asgat Yan is far beyond your abilities. Now and maybe ever. Do you know what you do?
I was asking you for help.
When you are confronted with a creature of such power, you run. And you keep running. You do not look over your shoulder. You run here if you ever must run. But even here, I do not know how long we could stand against the vampire.
All right,
good to know.
That's some shite news right there, but all right. Well, do we have any other business here?
What is
some
your
good the church does.
What is your next plan? Where do you go next?
Well, probably going to make our way over to the guild hall. Talk to Seth.
Tell Seth hello from me. And yes, these are complicated times for him. Oh, a word of advice. When you go into the miners' guild hall, there will be a gatekeeper of sorts. Do not get on the wrong side of Greta, huh? We go way back.
Duly noted. Thank you again.
It is also our intention to notify Gustav Greybeard of our findings. We would not want him to feel as though we were operating without his consent on this matter. However, our last meeting with him did not exactly proceed as one would hope. Is there any inroad that you may be able to make on our behalf that he give us an audience and take what we are saying seriously?
Everybody give me an insight check again.
11.
16.
21.
Man, it's all about the insight today.
No kidding.
Rick?
17.
Don't worry about it. It's fine. I'm watching the paint dry.
Jamez,
stuck on those candlesticks.
You can definitely tell.
Level 5.
When he asks about the mayor, Gustav Greybeard, you can see in Hammerhead's countenance a tightening of the eyebrows, perhaps a small rise of the shoulders. There is obviously, that's not, to say it's a sore spot is wrong, but there is obviously distrust there. He will simply say,
oh, so,
do what you will in terms of our mayor. I would agree that it is a poor choice to be on his wrong side, but a word of advice, his motives are his own, and they may not always be in the best interests of all the citizens of Mirabar.
So it sounds like, nobody likes this guy.
Well,
I had no expectation that he would assist us. I just do not want to be on his bad side while we are continuing.
It's true.
Maybe we should do everyone a favor.
Another time, I think one all-powerful creature that we are in contention with is enough for one day.
Well, we're burning daylight. Let's go find ourselves over to the guild hall, yeah?
Agreed. Thank you, High Priest Hammerhead. We are grateful that you are now at least aware of our knowledge the situation with Asgardia.
Yes. Trust your instincts, my boy. They seem to be leading you well. And with that, he will lead you up out of the stairway. He'll actually walk you all the way to the main door of the temple, out into the daylight, and as you walk down the stairs that lead up to the head of the hammer, you can turn around and see him watching after you with a look that is concern, worry, perhaps the look of a watchful parent over a child that he knows is going into danger that he can do nothing about. And that is where we will take our intermission, gentlemen. We'll be right back. All right, so you have left the Temple of Moradin. Sounds like you are headed for the Miners Guild Hall next, is that correct?
Yes.
Yep. All right, very easily done. That's just a walk north up towards the main square, and then heading toward Gustav's Greybeard's City Hall, but swinging a little bit of a right, and the Miners Guild Hall is on the opposite side of City Hall, opposite the headquarters of the Axe of Mirabar. As you enter, you will go into two very large, wide doors, but all you're in is kind of a lobby. It is plain, it is wooden. In fact, everything in the Miners Guild Hall is not fancy. This is a place of work. This is a place of function over form. If there's a door, it's just a door. There's no adornment, anything like that. But right as you walk in, just inside, is a small desk, and sitting in it is a dwarven woman who is going over a series of papers and files. She looks old. You have come through a large door that leads into a small foyer, and you can see on the other side of the foyer are two sets of regular doors side by side that would seem to open out into a larger hall, but she is between you and them. She looks up as you enter and says simply, "Can I help you?"
Introductions first. My name is Ingers Lasgate, Gentleman Wizard. We're looking to speak to one Seth Kirch, if he has the time.
Seth's busy today. What can I do for you?
We've got some information that might be pertinent to his operations within the Miners Guild. Information that must, unfortunately, be kept between us and the party in need to know.
Greta?
Yes?
Greta, you young flower. Oh my goodness, I hardly did not recognize you.
Oh. I don't think we've met, and you are...
I I am Moradin of the Temple of Moradin. No relation. I was just speaking to Baj Hammerhead. Do you remember him?
Well, Baz is certainly a good friend. Make an insight check.
Yep. Oh, the wrong button. Sorry. There it goes. Oh, I got a one. So yeah. 7 total.
She'll kind of look at you,
dice.
Shake her head. I don't think I've ever encountered you at Temple. Are you a regular attender of services?
Oh, no. He and I, we came up together, but you, being a friend of his, I have seen you around Temple, and you, honestly, you light up the room.
Uh-huh. You can tell she is not buying it. Not buying your line.
You've always been into older women, Morden.
I'm 150 years old.
She looks at you, Lastgate, looks at the mm-hmm. two doors on the opposite side, and she says, maybe if you gave me a few more details about what you want to talk to the guild minor head about, we could have a conversation.
Look around. Is there anybody else here?
No.
Okay. I'm going to pull out the red ledger.
All right.
This is, let's say it's evidence of some misgoings on in the Rosehandle mine that we need to talk to the top individual about. There seems to be some swapping of evidence, forgery, fraud, whatever you want to call it, but I believe he would like to know that there possibly could be somebody trying to replace his workers with unsatisfying creatures.
All right,
cheap labor, as it were.
I'm going to need two separate checks. The first is an last gate from you. The first is an insight check.
Oh, that's okay. Insight. No, at least I'm. Oh yeah. Okay. 23. I rolled a 19.
Okay, so you can tell. At the mention of the rose handle, at the mention of the rose handle case, that definitely gets her attention. Okay. Whether in a positive or a negative way, hard to tell. Now make a persuasion check.
Hmm. Oh.
Guidance.
I'll say you got it in.
All right. That's 4. So that's a dirty 20 plus 2, 22.
Ooh. She'll look again at the door.
Thank you.
Look at you. And then she'll motion to a space behind her. She'll say, and you'll be leaving your weapons right here with me. Trust me, I can make sure no one touches them.
All right. Hobble over and unload my battle axe, unload my quarterstaff, my dagger.
Rick, what are you going to leave there?
Gentlemen, if you would, please.
Why?
Yamez, we are close. Please.
But I just got me.
If you had to trust me, do it now.
If it is of any easing of your mind, Yamez, I will stay here with young Greta, and I will watch your weapons for you.
Things can get rather contentious in the hall sometimes, boys, as I'm sure you know. And if we had weapons in there, well, some meetings could end very, very badly. So it's not just you. It's a policy.
Oh, and I unloaded the miner's pick. Right. I forgot I had clunk.
Whoops.
All right. So Jamez will go to the pile, and he will start taking all of his weapons, his crossbow, his hand axe,
take a while.
His javelin. So he's just pulling things, you know, his daggers from his boots, and there's a pretty big pile now.
You guys ever seen the movie Sahara?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
when Giordino starts unloading all of his guns.
Starts unloading everything.
That's what I'm thinking about.
I imagine it like the Pirates of Caribbean when they're going to go in and she's like pulling out all these guns and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
that leaves...
I'm going to unload all my weapons, but I want to try to, like, slide a hand, a dagger, on my bodies somewhere.
Well, we know where your thieves' tools are.
Those are on my belt.
Is it just a regular dagger?
Yeah, just...
Not a magic dagger or anything
like
that. I
feel very vulnerable without some sort of finesse weapon on me.
All right, make a sleight of hand check. Your versus my perception.
Ooh, 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 ooh. 24.
All right, here goes me. Huh. All right, if it's not a magic weapon or anything like that, then you beat it. So you're going to make a little sleight of hand check.
Just like a basic dagger up the arm or something.
But you can tell.
I didn't expect to use it.
She's got, she sort of swipes each of you with what you would recognize Lasgate and Jamez as a detect magic. And okay. Also, then she's going to turn back around to your weapons pile, and she's going to cast some spell over them so that there seems to be sort of a circle of protection around them. And Lastgate, you really wouldn't need an arcana check to notice how easily she does this.
God, I love these rolls. That's going to be a 23.
Yeah, you can tell with the ease and quickness with which she's pulling out things like detect magic, protection from energy, stuff like that. She's probably a pretty high level wizard. She's definitely higher than you, but how high? Hard to see. It lets you know
high.
if she did not want people getting through that door, they're not getting through.
Okay.
All right.
Good to know.
So the two, the four of you, once you've sort of got her blessing, you're going to walk to the two closed doors on the other side of the lobby, and you will open them up. As you walk through, you are presented with this scenario that you can now see on the Roll 20 page in front of you. So,
hey, boy.
There is a very large meeting hall. You can see two sets of benches, one down either side. I mean, a lot of dwarves could be in this place. It's basically a big, empty, wooden-floored room. There is a long table up at the front with a stool behind it. There are three doors against the far wall, one on either side of the table and one on the right side against the wall. As you can see, leaning against the wall at various places are six other dwarves. They are very large. They look very surly. They are each wearing what would either be sort of leather or kind of studded leather armor. They are unarmed, and they are watching you very closely as the four of you come in. Standing in front of the table, looking down the center aisle at you, is another dwarf. He is older. He has a long mustache, which is the two ends of it come down into his beard. He is wearing a helmet. He is wearing, obviously there's a glint of some sort of armor, but it's underneath a robe. It's underneath a cloak. And from across this large hall, he'll point at you and go, "Stop right there. That'll be good enough. Now, why don't you tell me what you want and what you're doing here?"
I will step forward.
That's far enough. I can hear you from there.
All right.
We come to your hall in peace, Guildmaster.
Look, I'm going to be quite upfront with you. Name is Ingress Lasgate. We're sent on an investigation here around town involving one Rosehandle family. I'm sure you've heard the news.
I know it well. Knew the old man. Know the boy.
All right. I'll pull out the red ledger. Just kind of wave it.
And what might that be?
This would be evidence that I think you need to take a once over, that somebody has been tampering with your
books.
Livelihood of your workers that you represent here at the guild.
And what do you mean by that? Tampering with my boys, how?
Well, if you'd allow me to show you this, or you can come and get it yourself, one of the two, I don't mind.
Everybody make an insight check.
15.
I'm so great at these.
You should be.
Oh my god.
Your wisdom, cleric.
19.
19. Not bad. Nice.
17.
17.
I take a seat and am completely oblivious.
I get it.
So who was over a 15?
I got 15 exactly.
Okay. Anybody over a 15 is going to be able to tell you are dealing with someone who is not frightened, terrified. And knew what you're here for. Nothing you have said is a surprise to him, and is constantly looking around. Look, he's got six big, burly bodyguards around him already. And he's wearing some armor. He's wearing some other stuff. I mean, this is a terrified, terrified dwarf. And every step closer you take, he almost takes, not Dual one backwards, master. But he wants to take one backwards.
Look.
Who were you expecting to?
I'm expecting anybody. But this is my hall. These are my boys. All the miners here are my charge here in this city. And you're...
And we're trying to keep it that way. We're not trying to harm any of your boys. We're not trying to take away their jobs. We're not trying to invade on anything. In fact, we're trying to do the opposite. We're trying to save these people. Your men are hard workers. These free folk. They work and live off the sweat of their own brow, just like we do.
I'm going to pray for guidance in case.
And I have evidence here to show you, friend, that what they're trying to do with their lives is being jeopardized by something far bigger than all of us. And we're only trying to help. I promise you. And I'll give you that. If you feel like you can't talk to me, tell me now. But we wouldn't come all this way. We wouldn't be putting our lives at risk, having to fight through assassinations and trying to help others if we didn't mean to. So please, allow just me to approach with this. I have no weapons on me.
Last gate, just you. Another insight check.
18 total.
It would be interesting to you to note that when you say assassination attempts, it does not raise his eyebrow.
So you've been there too, huh?
All right, I'll tell you what. And he's moving back behind that table up at the other end of the hall that's at the center. Just you. Why don't you come on forward? Show me what you got to show me. Put it on the table here, and then back with your friends.
Okay, I come up here, set it on the table. I back away.
Okay.
Is the door behind us to the south here, is it closed?
You mean the two doors that you came in?
Yeah.
They're both still standing open, I assume. Unless you close them behind you.
I figured we'd close them.
Okay. If you want to close them, you can close them. Okay. They are closed. So he'll step to the table. It's like, that's good. That's good. Yeah. You step on back. We're going to practice some good social distancing here now. Let me see. He's going to go up to the book.
I believe that your miners are trying to be replaced without your knowledge. Or maybe with your knowledge, I don't know. It seems like you have an idea of what's going on around here, at least a little bit. And judging by the way that you're sweating in the armpits, your feet are trembling a little bit, you got a little bit of sweat on your brow, it's not even hot in here. I'd have to say that you're a bit terrified of what's going on.
Oh, it's...
Sorry. So yeah, you can tell as you're sort of calling his bluff, he's a little shaky. He's going to stop paging through the ledger. He's going to pick it up. Well, obviously this is a complex document here. I'm going to, I'll be taking this and I'll go over it at my leisure. And where can I get up with you if I want to talk with you again?
We have plenty of time.
You can get
I think you best look over this now.
You have time at the moment. We do not have time. There's a young man at stake. His life is at stake. And he's somebody that has very close relations to you. You know who I speak of. So, read.
That young man may have done the worst thing one dwarf can do. If clan goes down, then everything goes down. And as for this, and he'll hold the book close to him, I'll be taking this and looking at it whenever and however I please, because I run the mining in this town. And then he'll look over at the other dwarves. Boys, why don't you show these gentlemen the way out? And they'll come up off the wall, ready for whatever. And Seth is going to make a move like he's heading for this door over here on the left side.
Grasping hand.
All right. Let's roll it up. Give me some initiative. Here we go.
He needs to make a strength. He needs to make a strength check when he gets a second.
Okay, I'll give you a surprise round on that. All right. Let's everybody roll it up.
19 plus 3, 20, 22.
Okay, Jamez, 22. Murder Mead, what you got?
8 for Morden.
Not bad.
8 for Morden.
21.
Ooh.
That'll be a 16 for me and a 16 for the owl.
Oh, that freaking owl. Okay, hold on.
Fucking owl.
So what was it for the owl?
Both. 16 for
so
both of
six,
us.
Okay, so you guys will both work on the same round. That's fine. Mm-hmm. That works well anyway. All right.
Perfect.
Let's see what the boys roll up here. Ooh, that's nice.
For those of you in the watch together, we'll go ahead and throw up some combat music.
There we go. 10, and then here comes this one. Let's see. And, ooh, wow. They're rolling well. In terms, of course, now they're probably wasting it all on initiative, and once they get into combat, it's going to go awfully. All right, and now we sort by initiative. And largest to smallest. Okay, and so the first thing that's going to happen is, Lastgate, I'm going to give you a surprise on your grasping hand. Hold on a second.
So
tell me how you going to work that.
He'll need to make a strength saving throw.
Okay.
In order to not be restrained.
All right. So you're trying to restrain him.
I'm trying to grapple him.
You're not trying to grab the book.
No, I'm trying to grab him.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. All right. So he's making a strength save.
Yes.
All right, here comes a strength save. That is 15 plus 3. That's an 18?
No, that's actually a 3.
What? Oh, God bless that. Okay. All
Sorry,
right.
A 2, but still.
All right. So then, yeah. So if I rolled a 2, then that's a 5.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Doesn't. No. He's restrained. Okay. So he. If I get this right, let me double check my spell here. I'm not sure if it does damage right off the bat. I think it does, but maybe not. Earth and Grasp. Yeah, he takes damage. He takes 6 points of bludgeoning damage.
6 points of bludgeoning. Ow. And I assume he's going to get a save at the end of each turn to try to get out of that?
End of each of his turns, yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay, so that's... He is restrained with a big grasping hand that comes up and is now holding him and the ledger at about the position you see there right beside the table. Jamez, okay. You are up next.
The grasping hand, by the way, guys, is going to be in this square right here.
Okay.
So that nobody can get there. Nobody can occupy that space.
Okay, that is an occupied space. Got it.
Yes.
All right, Jamez, you're up next.
Is going to go 35 feet into the room. And that's about all he can do. He will prepare and take the action dodge.
Preparing and taking the action dodge. All
you mean right. He's going to pull a Morden?
Sure. Hey.
All right, Murder Mead, you're up. What's next?
I'm also going to dodge, but I'm just going to like look at Lastgate and be like, what the hell are you doing?
All right. But you're going to stay where you are? No move?
Yeah, no, I don't move. I'm going to stay right there.
Gotcha. Okay. Seth is up next. He is restrained, so he's basically going to spend all his time trying to get out of that particular
thing. He can still take actions.
Right.
Because he's only grappled. He just can't move.
Right.
Is he grappled or restrained?
He's grappled.
He's grappled.
Remember, they can still do shit while they're in the hand. They just can't move.
Okay. Let's see. Hold on. Let me take a look at his inventory for just a second. He is actually... So he is going to, at that moment, he is going to try to, you can see him kind of try to reach for something inside his cloak or his belt, but he's having trouble because he is restrained, or he is grappled. So that's going to be his action, and then he'll make his save again to get out of it. Ooh, that's a natural 19, so that's 22.
So he's no longer grappled.
So I am no longer grappled. Okay. All right, but that's his whole... That's his whole turn. All
Correct.
Right. And it is your turn again. Lastgate, what's up?
Okay. I am going to, as a bonus action, I believe it is a bonus action, to... as an action, I'm going to have him make another strength save to grapple him again.
Oh, you're going to try to get it. So this is sort of a wrestling match going on.
Pretty much,
yeah.
All right,
yeah. Here he goes again. 16 plus 3 is 19.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he manages to succeed on that.
Manages to avoid.
I am then going to send my... owl.
Yes, what is the owl
behind Yamez? You don't have a token for it.
Oh,
but...
we don't have an owl a token for the owl. We got to get one. Okay.
I think there's an extra dwarf we could use that's sitting over in the corner.
We could. That might get a little confusing though. I'm just going to trust Lastgate to keep track of where it is.
Yeah, yeah. I'll draw here.
There you go. Yeah.
Whoever just wrote that.
Yeah, draw
whoever
a little...
just wrote that, clear it real quick.
Yeah, draw a little thing.
There you go. I got it.
All right. Dig it. All right. Over there by Jamez to give help. All right. Here come the dwarves. So first dwarf is going to come towards Jamez. So
I just realized there are 7 dwarves in this room.
There are. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. He'll come there. And he's going to be back one.
That's a lot of speed for a dwarf.
That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. He's going diagonally, straight at you. And he's just going to come in swinging. So fists.
Remember, disadvantage.
Oh, because you're dodging. That's right. Okay. So let's see. That's an 18. And 18 and a 17. So the lowest is 17 plus 4 is 21. So first hit. 20.
That hits.
21 hitting. Here comes the second fist swing at disadvantage. 10 plus 4, 14?
No, that doesn't.
Okay, so he connects on the jaw with one.
It's a point of damage.
That is going to be... Actually, that's going to be 4 points of damage.
Oh, they're... Ooh.
Yeah. No, these guys
strength.
Are, these guys are big and burly.
I forgot. For
so yeah, you're gonna take 4 damage. She's gonna put one right across your jaw. That's one. Let's see. Dwarf Red is gonna come in here, and he's gonna move towards you 2, 3, 4. He's gonna be able to get to you with a double move, but he can't swing then. So that's his move. Then Yellow, he's gonna start actually running down the side of the building there. He's going to run down the side of the Great Hall. 5. And he can get there, but he can't do anything. That's a double move. Okay. That's Yellow. Blue. Where's Blue? Blue's going to move to the side. 1, 2, 3. And he is going to stand in front of that door. So he's going to... Blue slides over to the side... And you can tell he's kind of taking a defensive position in front of that door to get out of the hall. And Green is going to come in. 1, 2, 3. No, he's not going to try to jump on top of the things. He's a dwarf. And he'll come up and heal. But he's heading down for you guys. He's not going to mess with Jamez right now. And that takes us to Moradin. What's happening?
Moradin is going to cast, let's go with Shield of Faith on Jamez.
Okay.
And Toll of the Dead against, Seth. So he needs to make a DC 14 Wisdom saving throw.
Ooh, that is
not... What did that give me?
That is not his
best Shield of Faith
thing.
Is plus 2 bonus to your armor class.
Wow. Yes, Seth does not make that. What happens to
and
him?
And is he injured?
Yes.
He does
okay,
take
so that's
a little
be 11
damage.
Points of necrotic damage.
Ooh, wow. Okay. Seth's going to take 11 of necrotic. You guys look up at the chamber at Seth, who has just freed himself from this gigantic claw of, and yet, like, parts of his skin just got moldy and gray. And by the way, he shrieks. He screams like this is he is strung very, very tightly, you can tell, and this is exactly what he did not want to happen today. All right, and that takes us to our last dwarf, who is purple, and he is gonna come and start running down this way behind his yellow buddy. So he's running down by the down the side of the Miners Guild Hall. All right, so that's the end of that round. That takes us back up to Jamez. Jamez, you've got 2 on you. What's up?
Knock him the fuck out!
As a bonus action, he's going to switch a d8 for.
All righty.
And that's a 2. So I can... as... Yamez is there. He suddenly disappears.
Son of a...
And appears 20 feet from where he was before. So he magically teleports himself 20 feet to an unoccupied space.
What is, was that? Dimension door? What was that?
It's no, his rage feature.
That's his rage.
Yep.
So I can teleport up to 20 feet to an unoccupied space I can see. Until my rage ends, I can activate this effect again on each of my turns as a bonus action.
Okay. Wow. All yes. right. All right.
So,
Misty Step while raging.
He knew that he wanted to get to Seth, and he magically teleported himself and goes for the tackle.
He goes for the tackle. Oh, okay. So you and I are going to make a... What's that? That's going to be a grapple
Another
check?
Grapple athletics.
Okay.
Athletics versus athletics.
You versus me? All right.
Damas, I really do insist that we consider an exorcism next time we're at the temple.
We're fine.
All right, Jamez, you and me rolling. Let's do it.
What am I rolling for?
Athletics.
It's an opposed athletics check.
Okay.
So you're trying to beat a 14.
I got a 17.
Ooh. All right. Wow. Okay. All right. So I am tackled and grappled. All right. All right. All right. So we're sort of writhing around on the floor. Murder Mead, what happens?
I don't know. I'm a little worried we just came into a public building and started attacking civil servants. Especially with a super powerful wizard just outside the door.
Technically, it's a union, so it's a private entity.
That is true.
You know what? That's a good point.
That is true. It's like, who do you want to tick off more? Post office workers or Teamsters?
Teamsters.
I'm going to come over here next to Morden and ask for some like religious guidance at this point. Like, what would be the moral thing to do at this point?
I believe we should take our ledger and leave with all due haste.
Not okay. Well, I think Yarmaz has got that problem solved, so I'll just I'll wait here by the door.
This is wise.
All right. So that's that round.
I'll dodge again.
Okay, declaring dodge. Last gate, you're up. What's going to happen next?
Okay. Well, firstly, I'm going to actually use my bird's initiative, and I'm going to have Sparkon fly over to here next to... are you occupying the same space as him?
I think so, yeah.
You got to move.
Yeah, you got to be in two separate ones. So, is the claw still there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to have Sparkon see if
he would have to
be
right beside you. There you go.
I'm going to have Sparkon see if he can snag the ledger from his hand.
Ooh. All right.
What would you like me to do?
That means that Sparkon and I are going to make opposed dex checks with me at disadvantage because I am grappled.
Sure.
So I'll.
Oh, that's really good. 18.
Six and. 7.
Yes!
Alright, so Sparkon is able to come over and with two claws grab the ledger and fly upwards with Seth grasping at it, yelling, "No! No!" At the same time throwing elbows against Jamez. "Get off me! Get off me!" And Jamez, you would notice, like, this guy is fighting in terror for his life. This is not like a wrestling match or a bar fight or anything like that. Like, he is prepared to do whatever he has to do to get away from you. He is fighting in terror. In fact, is that the remainder of your turn, Laskate?
That's the remainder of Sparkon's turn after he takes it and flies back to me.
Okay, how about you?
Grab and run, boys.
My turn, I am going to... I'm going to move the hand to this guy here next to him. I don't know who drew that.
Oh. Okay.
Is that claw giving the bird?
I was going to say.
And he needs to make a strength throw.
Real mature, kids. Okay. So my blue guy needs to make a strength. All right. 14.
14, I believe, beats my... Yeah, that beats my, what is
it? Yeah, he's a big, strong boy.
Yeah, that beats my DC.
Okay. All right. Let's see. So if that's your complete turn, then now it's Seth's turn.
I'm just going to move.
Jamez, while you're wrestling, Seth is going to be able to get down to his belt, his pouch, and he is going to have dust fly all over both of you. And
pocket sand.
Very instantaneously, he's going to pop over out of your grasp and over to the door. Let's see, with some of his awesome dust there. And yes, you are suddenly going to be scrounging around on the ground, trying to hold nothing.
So there's no check or anything to.
It's like teleportation. I mean, there's not a, you know, there's not like a hold when somebody does that. Let's see. Then whose turn is it? You're still down on the ground. Dwarves. What are my dwarves gonna do? This one's gonna charge back at you. One, two. He's going to make an athletics check to try to jump up onto that table. And he's going to make, ooh, with a 19. Very nice. He's going to jump over the table at you. Jump down, and he's going to try to kick you while you're down on the ground. Let's see, 16 plus. Is it 20?
That does not hit.
Really?
Pay for the win.
Oh, shield of frickin' faith. Ah, God. All right. All right. Yeah, laugh it up. Okay. That was orange. So Jamez has a guy kicking at him while he's down on the ground. Where does red go? Red is going to do sort of the same thing. He's going to go up. Up, and I'll give him a missed chance too. Let's see if he can jump up on the table. Ooh, not good. He tries to jump up on the table and just doesn't quite have it. Ends up sort of prone, belly flopped over the table. That's going to be his move. They're a big, strong bunch, but they're not an athletic bunch. Let's see. Yellow is going to head down. One, two, three, four. Five. He'll take a double move and get to here, but he can't do anything else. Then blue is going to... He's grappling that freaking claw, isn't he? He is gonna... Let's see. No, he's gonna stay right where he is. He's gonna try to guard that door. So Seth is now behind him, trying to get out that door. Let's see. Green... is going to run down towards you, last gate. One, two, three. And he's going to throw a punch at you.
Okay.
Let's see. So that's going to be a 10 plus 4. 14?
Yeah, that hits.
14 hits. You're going to take, ooh, right across the jaw. 5 points of damage. He'll swing another one. Yeah, that will not hit, definitely. It's a 3. Okay, so yeah, a guy comes up to you, just lays a right cross across the jaw. That was green. Let's see. Oh, Moradin, you're up.
Moradin is going to summon a spiritual hammer.
Ooh.
Right there. Oh. And he's going to hit yellow in the head.
Wow.
Draw your hand. Yeah, there you go.
That's awesome. Okay, take your swing.
So that is 8 to hit.
That will not hit. No.
No, it's a natural 20.
Oh, okay. Well, what? In that case.
Freaking fortune.
It deals 16 force damage.
Okay. On yellow. Damn. Okay. So yeah, this spiritual hammer just emerges in between Moradin and the encroaching dwarf bodyguard and slams him into the wall like a carnival game, and it just almost drops him. You can probably hear some ribs cracking. Absolutely just devastating.
Ingers is pissed.
And I need him to make a wisdom saving throw, DC 14.
Yellow? Okay. Let's see, wisdom. That's not his best thing. He will make that, though, at a 17.
Okay.
Okay.
Never mind, then.
All right, purple.
The followers of Moradin are never unarmed.
I guess. Wow. That's some tough stuff. All right, let's see. This dwarf is going to come on down and... let me see if I can get him just clicked on. There we go. Having trouble moving Mr. Purple. Come on, Purple. Yeah, it keeps wanting to move the bench instead. Hold on.
Oh.
That's what I get for doing this in the orders.
Mm-hmm.
Well. I may have to move him some other way. Anyway, I mean, all he's going to do is run down. He's going to bring the bench with him. No, he's not going to bring it. Hold on. Here's what I'm going to
move. Oh, you got it.
I'm just
going
to move that bench for
get
a second.
Get the bench out of the way.
Yeah.
And he moves the bench first.
Yeah, just kicks the bench over to the side. Get out of my way. And then moves on down. And that's as far as he can make. He was going to make it a little farther, but that hammer bopping out of the air and blasting his buddy up against the wall definitely stops him. He has that look in his eyes of maybe, am I making enough for this? I may be making a career decision. Jamez, you're up.
Trying to get the sand out of his eyes. He's going to and teleport the 20 feet.
Jamez, withdraw. Oh, no. Oh, no.
And he's going to grab him. He's going to grab him again and say, you're not going to get away that easy.
Okay, so we're making another check?
Yes.
Okay. Your athletics versus mine. Ooh, that's pretty high. Let's try to beat a 21.
Oh, gosh. What's my athletics? Okay.
You have advantage on that, right? Because you're raging?
He does.
Yes. On strength checks.
That's a strength
check.
That's
what
strength
this
check.
Is. That is, this is in fact a strength check.
Oh, okay. Okay, so there's 17 plus 5 would be 22.
Yeah! Give me a break. All right, grappled. grappled. Yes. All right. Okay, so you basically have him in the grasp yet again. So I'm going
to... I'm like, we're trying to help you. Stop running.
By beating the crap out of you. Okay.
You're making me hurt you.
Oh, all right. Murder Mead, you're up. You got conflict going all around you.
Does the owl still have the ledger?
No, he handed it off to...
Yeah, he brought it back to Lastgate, I believe.
Yep.
I'm just going to, like, leave the room and just start gathering my weapons from the other room as nonchalantly as I can.
Okay, interesting.
Just like, oh, yeah, no, oh, sure, the meeting, it's over, and just start, like, getting all the gear.
Okay, so you're going to come
like,
out
expecting
of...
expecting a big run.
So you're going to come out of the lobby. Now, keep in mind, we are just at the beginning of the third round, so there has been 12 seconds since this started. As you walk out... You see that Greta is starting to rise from behind her desk. Your weapons are in a glowing pile behind her. So you're going to have... You're not going to be able to just walk over there and grab them. And she will look at you and say, now what's all the ruckus going on in there? And you can see her hands are kind of glowy. She maybe has a ready action going, maybe a ready spell. I'll give you a chance to say something to her.
Oh, Seth seems to be really busy today. We'll come back some other time. I'll just be getting her stuff and going along. It's no, nothing to worry about.
Okay, I will leave you right there. in the lobby for a second. That's a little conversational exchange. That takes about 6 seconds. Seth.
Is that like a deception?
I'll give you a bluff check on it if you want. Yeah, sure. Give me a deception check.
Ooh.
Yes.
Okay, I will keep that in mind.
One of my trained skills.
I will keep that in mind. Hold on, let me add Greta to the initiative here. Roll here. There we go. Okay.
No,
meanwhile, let's see. Seth is just incredibly trying to get away. Let's see. James, you and him. Another grapple check. So you versus me.
Advantage because you're raging.
Don't bother. It's a natural one on my end.
Hey!
Okay, natural one on my end, holding him. He's squealing, he's screaming, he's trying to get out the door.
Knock him out!
He is utterly and totally petrified. Let's see, Lastgate, you're up. You just took a right cross to the jaw.
Did I now?
Yes.
All right. I will have Sparkon. Oh, actually, I apologize. I didn't roll a. How much damage did he do to me? Was it four?
He did four.
Five.
Four?
It was four? Or I did four to. No, I did four to James. That's right. I did five.
You did five to me. Okay.
Yeah.
I rolled a. I lost concentration.
So that means the claw's gone?
It was less than 10, yeah. Oh, no, wait. Plus my con modifier? No, that's exactly 10.
Yeah.
That's how saves work.
Hey, good. All right.
Oh, man.
I saved.
okay.
I'm going to have Sparkon fly up here to him, and I'm going to have him give me the help action.
All right.
Which is going to give me advantage on my shocking grasp that I'm about to do to him.
Uh-oh.
So I'm going to roll for that. Natural 20.
Oh, man.
I rolled a 4 and a 20. So that's 1d8 times 2 of lightning damage.
Don't tase
that's 7,
me, bro.
So 14 points of lightning damage.
Yow! Okay.
He cannot take reactions until his next turn.
I cannot take reactions until my
next
turn.
Yeah, if he has
turn.
Any reactions, he can't take them until his next turn.
Until my next turn or until the next round?
Until his next turn.
Because his turn comes after yours.
I'm sorry?
Because his turn comes after yours.
Yeah, that's the condition of the spell. He just can't take reactions until the next until his next turn. So whenever he goes, he gets that back.
Okay.
So,
all right.
Yeah,
there you go.
I didn't know that.
All right.
Then I will. I'll leave my turn there.
Man, that's almost enough to make him lose some bladder control. That was brutal. Okay.
Like peeing on an electric fence.
Oh, jeez, that's a lot of damage. All right, Orange is going to run over here, James, and start trying to kick and hit on you because you guys are down on the floor. You're trying to grapple Seth, so he's going to take a couple of swings at you. That one's not going to hit. 15 doesn't do it?
Negative.
Ah, okay, so nothing for Orange.
It's like punching a stone wall.
It really is. Red is going to get up and from off the table where he fell. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Can I get there? Ooh, I can get there and maybe take a kick. Let's see. God, a 2. My guys are rolling like crap today. Okay. Where's Yellow? Yellow just got the crap kicked out of it. Now, where that hammer is, Moradin, I assume that's an occupied square?
Yes.
Okay, so I can't move through that. So I'm going to try to jump up on the bench. Ooh, which I will not do. Slip and fall off that, trying to get around there. And then, let's see, where's my blue guy? You're my boy, Blue!
Yes, old school.
Let's see. I'll try to take another. So James is basically in the middle of all these three dwarves. He's trying to hold on to Seth, who is just rapidly trying to get out this back door. And James has three other dwarves punching and kicking on him while he's down at the ground. All you guys can see. Ooh, that's an 18 plus 4 is 22. 22 22, Jamez, gonna hit?
Oh, you're hitting me. Yes, that hits.
All right. Yeah, all the rest of you guys can basically see over here in the back corner is just a pile of dwarf. And you know that somewhere at the bottom of it is Jamez, just getting punched and kicked or not.
Not taking any notice.
Jamez,
I feel
that's
sorry for those bastards.
That's 4 points of damage on the first.
So two.
Yeah, and then he misses the next one. All right. Let's see. Green just got shocked. Oh, that hurt.
And pecked. Basically.
He's going to stand in, though, and he'll take another swing at you.
Sure.
Ooh, 18-4 is 22.
No, yeah.
Okay. And let's see. So 4 points of damage.
Okay.
And then the second swing, no. Okay, that's a 5. All right, so yeah, he puts another one right in your stomach. I love the fact that the wizard is the one who is, like, here in the center of the room going toe-to-toe with the heavy bare knuckle. This is awesome.
Dude, I'm a brawny-ass wizard, bro.
It's true.
Well, one takes on three.
That's true.
I cast fist.
Moradin, you're up.
So DM question.
Oh yeah.
If I'm allowed to teleport, will you let me? Is it just me that's teleport?
Right. If it's being done as a feature of your rage, which is what it sounds like it is, you are the only person who is raging. You can't like grab someone else, rage, and teleport.
Okay, so I can't teleport with them.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So Moradin, you're up. Yeah. What's going on?
Sorry. I thought
that's you.
Jamez was still
no.
So the hammer is going to move up to purple.
Oh, wow.
And I'm going to swing on him.
Oh, Jesus.
And then I am going to step up behind the hammer, and I'm going to headbutt yellow.
Oh, my God. Okay, swing for the hammer first.
Yep. 12 to hit with the hammer?
12 does not do it, no.
Okay. And then for the headbutt... 20, dirty 20 to hit yellow.
Yeah, and you've got advantage because he's sprawled out on the bench.
He's proned, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Roll it again in case you get a nat 20.
That's true, you could get a crit. Go ahead and roll it again.
I did not crit on that, so
okay.
five bludgeoning damage.
5 bludgeoning on yellow. Ooh, this is a bar fight. Okay, he is not looking good, but he's still up. All right, that was Moradin. And let's see, purple just missed. He's taken on this. This hammer is chasing them all over the back of the room.
Oh.
He's going to jump back up onto the bench, try to get around and away from the hammer, too. He'll make his athletics check. He will make his. So he jumps up on the bench to try to get away from the hammer, and he will try to get around it. Let's see. Yeah. He'll get... to you, Moradin. Hold on a second. So you're right down here, so he can jump in between you and the hammer. And he is going to try to take a swing at you. Ooh, that's an 18 plus 4 is 22.
That'll hit.
There you go. And let's try the second one. No, that doesn't. So you're going to take 5 points of just bludgeoning damage. Going to take a shot to the jaw.
Already.
Meanwhile, out in the lobby, Greta is looking at you, Murdermead, and saying, maybe you should explain a little bit more about what's going on in there before I go in and see for myself. And trust me, young man, if I have to come out here and dispense some justice, you will not be pleased. What have you got to say for yourself?
your priest friend there, I think he's doing like some sort of exorcism. It's complicated. I try not to get involved too much. I'm sure it'll be fine. Let's not worry about it. I'm just gonna grab my things and head on out.
Make another deception check.
Baby. 9.
Yeah,
ooh.
No. She's going to stand squarely in front of those, and you see she's got a spell readied. Are you going to try to get past her?
Like she's got a spell readied at me?
You can tell. Her hands are glowing. She's got some kind of arcane action readied. The million-dollar question is, are you going to try to get past her?
No. Wait, is it my turn?
Mm-hmm. It's about to be. She's readying, so.
In that case, I'm just going to be like, oh, you know what, on second thought, let me go check on him. I'm just going to, like, go back through the door and close it.
And you're going to close it behind you? Okay, all right, I'll give you that. Jamez, what's going on?
He's just going to punch, can he choke him to, like, knock him unconscious?
You can do non-lethal.
You can try to do a you can try to do sub-lethal damage, sure.
Yeah, I want to knock him unconscious.
All right, make an attack. It's an attack just like any other.
Punch him in the face.
Go for the jugular. Go for the jugular. 18 to hit.
18 to hit does not hit.
Oh.
Yeah.
I have a question.
Again, one thing, John, is you can tell this guy's wearing some armor. He is wearing some protective stuff. Yeah.
Is a punch considered a strength check?
No, it's just an attack.
It's an attack.
Okay. Yeah. Cool, because based off your strength, I didn't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, that's just the right. Check. Your strength is the bonus that you will get if you hit. That's
gotcha.
But it's an attack like any other. Jamez, is that it? You got one hit there.
That's all. I think that's all you can
do. Okay. All right. Let's see. Murder Mead is, you came back in, so you're coming back in, shutting the door behind you. Any action?
I just want to like brace against it and be like, oh, there's a very angry wizard out there.
Okay, all right. That's probably smart, okay? Yeah, you can hear some magical energies getting ready to come in out there. let's see. Seth. Oh, what's Seth going to do? This is difficult. He will make one last attempt at getting away from you, Jamez. So you and me oppose check one more time.
Okay.
17.
Ooh. What did you get?
I got a 17. What'd you get?
17. I got a 16 plus whatever. So it's over 17.
I was excited when you said 16.
No, it's like plus 5, so 21.
All right, so he'll try to kick at you and not. No, Seth is not a fighter. Okay.
Not trying to hurt you. We just want to help.
Lastgate, you're up, and you've got this guy in your face that, you know, you and he are trading fisticuffs back and forth.
Okay, same thing. Bird's going to help me out with this one.
Is this shocking grasp again?
Yes.
Oh, god damn.
I don't want to kill him.
Okay.
That's my only concern. I'm not trying to kill anybody here.
All right.
Okay. Oh my god!
Did you crit?
I rolled the exact same thing. I rolled it. I'm not touching. It's a 2 and a 20.
Oh god. You're definitely going to drop him. Let's see what you do.
Oh, that's a 7. That's 14 more points of lightning damage.
Oh, okay. So he definitely drops without
just smokes him.
No, he's riding the lightning. No, it's not good. Here's what I'll say: without a heal check or a medicine check of some kind, it's going to be very difficult for you to tell what his status actually is.
Okay. I'll use what's left of my bonus action, and I'll turn to Morden. Could you pick this guy up for me? And I'll start running towards these guys over here.
Okay.
Jump over his body, and I'll move up to here. Yeah, here.
Okay.
And then I'll let Sparacon also fly over to here to this cube. Yeah.
Okay. All right, and
medic.
All right, and here
come
my dwarves. Let's see. Here goes orange. Let's see. Levin's not gonna. They're still trying to kick and punch it in the pile at Jamez. Here's red. No, good God, no. Yellow. Oh, yellow's down here fighting Moradin, and is rolling a 5. Ooh, that's a good one. Let's see. So that's going to be blue on, let's see, 4 is 21, Jamez?
Yeah, that'll hit.
All right. And you're going to take another, well, 5 damage. And you're raging, so cut that in half. Moradin, you're up. What's up?
I am going to attempt to persuade them to stand down. Stand down, you fools! Let me save your friend. We mean you no harm, but we will defend ourselves.
Okay.
And I am going to take it on faith that they're not going to attack me. And I'm going to walk over and cast Spare the Dying on green.
Ooh. Okay. All right. Let's see. And so you just get up and walk away from purple. He could take an opportunity attack. Is he going to? No. He's going to come over here to the door and watch your back. And just...
And then I'm going to move the hammer to peacefully sit in front of the door next to Murder.
Nice. All right.
And he just sees this hammer just woof up in front of the door.
And just as you do that, the doors blast open with arcane energy. And Jamez, you guys, this rugby scrum back here in the back corner with 3 dwarves trying to kick and punch at Jamez, who is choking out the head of the Miners Guild. You guys won't see that, but everybody else, so that's what? 1, that's Lastgate, that's Murdermead, that's Moradin, and the other 3 bodyguard dwarves. The doors blast open with arcane energy, and there, standing in the doors, is Greta, obviously glowing, smoldering, having just thrown 1 spell, ready to throw another one. And you just hear her say, "Nobody move? What's all this then?" And that is where we will leave it for this week. So, ladies and gentlemen, we do thank you for listening to Murder in Mirabar once again this week. Wherever you are, if you are hunkered down and bunkered down, we hope that you're safe, we hope that you're healthy, and like I said, the cafe may be closed for and everything but takeout and to-go orders, but we hope that we'll be open soon, and even if we're not, we're going to keep doing this. We're going to keep doing Live from the Bard's Bounty here. We do appreciate your sticking with us as we figured out our sort of new technological stuff of getting us all together. But we will see you next week with another episode of Murder in Mirabar.